Halloween, we know now, just 2 days away, and despite worries about COVID-19, many children in the province will be heading out the door in their costumes and masks to collect as much candy and chips as they safely can. Dr. Lisa Barrett is an assistant professor in the Department of Medicine at Dalhousie. She specializes in infectious disease and immunology. Dr. Barrett joins me live this morning. Good morning, Dr. Barrett.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
It's an exciting time. What should parents be taking into account as they get their children ready for the big night?
I think, number one, as always, in this whole pandemic, you listen to what your public health folks are saying within your local region. Certainly, Dr. Tam is really bright and really smart, but this whole virus reaction and doing things well depends on doing things right locally. And what I mean by that is what to do in Toronto this weekend is not the same as Newfoundland. You folks have done a really great job of keeping virus cases low, and therefore you have the opportunity to do Halloween. How do you do it safely? Well, it's not different from the daytime to the nighttime or the evening just because you wear a mask and a costume. Really, it's about keeping groups small, making sure that if your kids are going out, that you're within the number of people that are within your social group, and make sure that if you're headed out, you know where your kids are. Make sure everyone is supervised this year, a little more probably than usual. Not the most fun, but it's certainly safer. Really, for people who are giving out candy, just make sure you remember it's the same as anything else in a COVID year. If you're not feeling well, you think you might have had contact with someone that may have traveled, or you might have had contact with someone with COVID, you make sure that you don't start giving out candy. So that's a good place to start. And then making sure that you have individual bundles of candy and you're not giving them out up close and personal, and make sure it's outside. So a key and core part of safe Halloween is that keep it outside. And boy, I just heard your weather forecast. It sounds like it's maybe chilly over the next couple of days. So bundle up. What's Halloween without a good snowsuit under your costume?
Yeah, and speaking of a snowsuit under your costume, of course, children will be wearing masks and costumes alike. But should children be wearing non-medical masks underneath their, let's say, costume mask?
So in places that have cases still, we do know that if it's required for you to wear a mask in situations when you're in public, that the recommendation is that you wear a proper mask that you would wear to school under your regular mask. Now, that's going to be pretty hard for kids to do. And certainly, I know that Newfoundland has a slightly different approach to masks. The other thing to think about, especially for smaller kids, and I think this is important, is that many of the pediatricians around the country, for reasons that have nothing to do with COVID, good visibility, being able to breathe well, for other safety reasons, recommend that, especially if they're really young kids, consider using face makeup and then a non-medical mask that they might use out in public. So really, it's number one, listen to what public health says in your own province. If masks are required in a certain outdoor public area, then wear them. And wearing a mask on top of that doesn't take that away. Consider other things than face masks for Halloween as well. Face makeup can be a great thing, particularly for young kids.
We're speaking with Dr. Lisa Barrett here on the VOCM Morning Show. And Dr. Barrett, of course, we only have 3 active cases here in the province right now. They have been pretty much all travel-related now for the last while with no community spread. How risky a business is it to send children door-to-door in this new world of COVID-19?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So, you know, even in Ontario, where the case numbers are quite high, there's been a suggestion that of the activities you can do, Halloween isn't the highest risk. It's got a couple of things going for it. When you think about the fact that this virus is mostly spread, incredibly overwhelmingly spread by droplets, which means you have to be within 6 feet of someone, and there has to be a good going opportunity for you to run into one of someone else's respiratory droplets, and you've got to have people around who are infected. So in Newfoundland, you've got very, very, very low numbers of cases, which means that it's very likely the number of people that are infected in the province is exceptionally low, especially given that there haven't been any cases recently that haven't been travel related. So number one, the amount of virus around is very low. Number two, it's an outdoor activity. And number three, as long as people aren't having big old indoor Halloween parties, it's a pretty low risk activity for getting virus. And I think people should feel pretty comfortable if they keep the same advice we've been talking about for a long time in mind about distancing and hand washing, not touching your face super hard on Halloween, but try. Then this is one of the lower risk activities we can do to start doing a little bit of COVID living that's going to make us all a little bit happier as we learn to do a few things with this virus in the next year.
And Dr. Barrett, I did just want to squeeze in one more quick question. Do
Sure.
we know how long the virus can stay on surfaces like wrapped candy and chips?
Yeah, that, as you recall, back in the early part of the pandemic, there was some information that came out of a couple of sort of very artificial lab type situations saying that it can stay around for several days. It's more likely to be that the virus itself can sit there on some surfaces for a while. We don't exactly know that that still makes it infectious virus. The take-home message is candy and chips are kind of the same thing that you go to the store and get. And I know that kids go to the store, get some treats on occasion, come out to their car and eat them. This is the same thing. The really, really important part is about washing your hands and making sure that when you're eating things that you've washed your hands beforehand. Because we know that eating things that have tiny bits of virus that may or may not be active on them is certainly not the main way we've seen virus around that gets transmitted around the world. And again, let's all be clear, you guys have done a fantastic job of keeping virus levels low. I never say zero. Just because the cases aren't diagnosed, I don't think that that means there's absolutely no virus around. That would be I think that's my one caveat. Have fun. Take some privilege with the fact that you folks have done a great job of keeping virus levels very, very, very low. Just remember, that doesn't mean that there's not virus around. Take some sensible precautions, have a little bit of fun, eat the candy just the way you would if it was from the store. But that also means that people who are sick or not feeling well, may have had contact, shouldn't be giving out candy this year. And I wouldn't say, as a practical take-home, that you have to put the candy away in a cupboard for 3 days to let the virus go away before kids eat it. That's for sure. Not in Newfoundland this year.
Okay. Dr. Lisa Barrett, Assistant Professor in the Department of Medicine at Dalhousie University. Thank you very much for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show, providing this insight and some helpful tips for Halloween.
Well, I hope you folks have a great Halloween, and I hope it's not freezing and windy.
Thanks so much, and you too.
Okay. Take care.